Watch, are you with me? This is where my emphasis have started. And the king said unto the man of God, what? Let's read together. What? And there are three things here, man of God. Remember that the man that will minister to the territory must sustain what? A sentimentality. What did I say? You are not with me. I didn't hear you. A what? So let me even explain. What is sentimentality? Huh? It is a mentality that a man has when he is on an errand. And the person that sent him told him that the life of a people or a generation depends on the flawless execution of this assignment or this errand. Are you getting the point? Huh? They sent you to go and adjudicate on behalf of Nigeria, and the outcome will mean that we will not have war with US. Huh? And then when you landed, who will I use now? Where is Elijah? When you now landed, you landed on Miami Airport. There is a place called Miami in Florida. You would like to be a pastor there. You need double dose of the grace that preserves men from immorality. Miami. When you appear there, you see beaches there. And when you see it, you see... This thing, my father in the law said is true. Huh? There are people that... they say Satan is tempting them with ladies. These people are foolish. They have not really seen... there are people you see. One of my cousin those days, one of the guys that came to visit him, said that one day he went for a party in Abuja. And in that party, it is the daughters of all these ministers that came. He said that he looked at people's skin. Odekawa, this is not your color. This is not your color. There is something they can do to you. When they finish with you, when you look upon the skin like this, you lose your consecration. If God have not helped Elijah and he appears in Miami. It will be hard to see somebody that is looking off. I'm telling you, the guys there, they do gymming well. And their biceps are out like this. And they know how to wear clothes. Those ones you used to watch in movie. Why are ladies watching Telemundo if not for those guys there? Huh? Maybe so. Even if you say no, be so. Now so. Huh? Now because of those guys and the way they talk, the way they do their face. Huh? This is my gospel. They are in silence. Because this is my gospel now. It's a heavy one. Huh? I will not stop preaching. This is why God anointed. As he's paining you. You don't like. That's why. Now that I've noticed you don't like it, that's where I will now stay. Huh? Something will happen to those guys in those movies. They will say, oh, hey, I don't want this person to die. That since they will be telling story about the guy as if he's real. You have not come to Miami. Let's assume that God sent you with a prophetic word onto Miami. When you appear and your inside has been fabricated with Telemundo, and you looked upon the first guy at Miami, he has bicep more elegant than the one you saw in Telemundo. You will say, glory to God, I'm here. Say after me, Miami.
Miami.
That is why before a man goes for God to minister territorially, you must sustain what? A sentimentality. I said I went to Bayelsa to go and minister. When I said fire in the audience, it's me and Ugochukwu that went. They began to manifest demon. One came out and spoke to me through a lady and said, we are waiting for you. I said, this is the first time I'm coming to Bayelsa. They said they know me, they are waiting for me. It's only you that doesn't know. Huh? They have been waiting for you in the village. You just appeared and come and did something. Thought nobody knew you. Just because you lock yourself inside the room, they know you where they should know you. Eh? And when they appear, they will tell you that we bear record of the things that happened to your father. And this thing you are doing, stop praying. This your prayer is disturbing us. How many of you that have done this thing? They tell, stop praying this your prayer now. Even though you were hiding inside the room and doing the prayer, somebody knows you are making the prayer. Huh? You cannot come there and be careless. You can't. God can't send you to do some things territorial in your village house at Oba, and you go there, you are looking for friends to chat with. You don't have a saint mentality. Huh? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Are you seeing what is saint mentality? A man that is sent is consumed by the purpose for which he came. Huh? Any other thing, any other body, any other person, and any other thing is a distraction. If your mother call you and say, we have found the job now, it's a distraction in the season that you are sent. The target is what you are sent for. Are you getting the point? When a man don't have that, Satan, you can fast for 3 days, and then you enter where God has prepared you because of your fasting to discharge like an atomic bomb in the territory. You appear, and then what you don't know will happen. The friend that you used to be tight friend from secondary school will suddenly meet you at the park. Meanwhile, you are supposed to minister by 5 in the evening. Your friend will meet you at the park, and two of you will gist till 5:30. Say, let's go to the program together. That is how you have lost the momentum that you have gained in the spirit. When you strike, your strike will be weak. Satan will recover in 1 week and bind the people with a tougher rope. Why? A man did not sustain what? A sent mentality. Even though he went with many baggages. He went with many things in mind. He went for missions, but he went and is looking for other things. He went for missions. He went for missions and business. He went for missions and visit friends. He is on missions, but he's everywhere. That man doesn't have what? A sent mentality. You can finish that kind of meeting, and the principality of the territory will strike you because he found you where he shouldn't find you. When a man loses sent mentality, it won't take time. You will trespass in the spirit. And once you trespass, you have brought yourself where Satan have the opportunity to strike you. Are you getting the point? Oh, I just pray that God will reveal. This is one of the heaviest points you will encounter in this teaching. What? Sent mentality. When you meet a man like Jesus, all the time he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. You cannot get Jesus anytime sitting idle. Everything he's doing is targeted towards achieving the purpose of the one that sent him. He doesn't gist. If Jesus ever laughed with you, it will mean that laugh is supposed to fulfill something in the agenda of the Father for his life. He doesn't have time to be gisting with everybody. They will tell you all the time, you are hard now. Look, all these things you are doing, all the time you are posting Jesus. Do you have another business? My mind is shaped. And anybody, or any friends and family that cannot withstand the culture that you have installed around your life should leave. Because that thing has nothing to offer to the mandate that you have sent to execute. When a man is ministering to the territory, he must sustain what? A sent mentality. There are friends you can't make. There are places you can't be found. There are things you cannot do. You cannot be found in too much laxity. Are you getting me? You cannot be at ease in Zion. You can't just relax like that. They sent you to, let's assume you are a preacher, a traveler. They sent you to minister, and then you went there, and then you relaxed on the bed and slept. They met a young man on a crusade ground after preaching, and things happened. Some witches came and said, why didn't you tell us before you came? He said, who are you? The young man of God said, who are you? Do you know who I am? And he preached and left. Went and slept on the bed. Woke up in the shrine. Not in the spirit, physically. They carried him to the shrine. Stop boasting. Retain a sent mentality. It keeps you in the cutting edge of ministry. It keeps you in the cutting edge of the voice of God. God can minister to you in the spur of the moment. And it will determine victory or defeat. Your rest of these people, they don't know the mission we are going for. Only a certain kind of men can be equipped to execute that kind of mission. He said, let me test them. He sent them on the first mission. Are you with me, Elijah? When he sent them on the first mission, when they went there, they lay down on the ground and they're, oh, They drank water. They even used the water and bathed themselves. They said, when you are through with taking your bath, what? Go home. And some men came there. They were filled with urgency. Souls, oh God. Souls. Yesterday night I preached, and out of 10,000, only 500 gave their life. What of the remaining 10,000? Oh God. Bam, 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 bam. They gave you bed. You slept on the ground. Meanwhile, the people that gave you big bed thought you slept on the bed in the night. They didn't know you slept on the floor. Because you need to touch something and bring heaven down. Is that the kind of person that witch will come and sit upon in the night? Whether you pray about witch or not, witch can't catch you. Is the person that is on the bed and the because you have not slept before. Sometimes I feel like giving more food to those witches to land upon some people. Oh God, have mercy on us. You see, and this is the testimony of many people. And they wonder why something has not shifted. How is it going to shift? Say after me, sentimentality. I think you need to get to, let me see verse 11. Let me see verse 10. Okay. Now, let me just tell the story. You know the story because of time. The man was sent and he was given certain readings of consecration. Are you getting the point? He was given certain readings of consecration. He told him, don't eat anything, don't collect anything. If you go this way, follow another way. And another prophet appeared to him. This thing I'm telling you now have happened to me many, many times. That is why every believer must know how to hear God for himself. You are not getting my point. Let me leave you. When you mature in God, when you mature, you will see this thing I'm telling you. That God can tell you to go this way. And as you are going there, as you are going on the path, you start doing many things. Then the voice of God will now be confused in your life. Many things will now be speaking. And another prophet will rise and tell you, do this thing. Meanwhile, God has told you what to do. And then, once you miss the path, you have missed the path. Because God has told you something, and the questions you are asking subsequently is to confuse yourself. The more you are asking questions, the more you, it means that that is why. For you to walk with God, you must make sure that there is no lust sustained in your heart. Because even though that man was sent, the reason why he listened was not because he wanted. It was because he really wanted that, you know. So when they told him, he said, God told me don't do this. The prophet said, is it really true? The same God told me now. Oga flex, enjoy. That's why some ministers can go for ministration, maybe in UK. And they will now hear God again in UK. And God is now saying in UK, stay here. Meanwhile, God told you before you left Nigeria that I'm sending you to the campuses of Nigeria. Labor amongst the youth. Get your hands dirty. You now appeared in UK and God spoke again. How did he speak? Maybe you are in one meeting and healing, all kinds of things happen. And a prophet said, Thus said the Lord, and the Lord is telling you, I'm going to use you all over the world, starting from the United States of America, even from here to Chicago. The states in America will feel the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Thus said the Lord. God never speak. As of that time, let me tell you, God will, even if you go to God to verify, he will not say anything. He will trust on the fact that your heart has been structured in such a way that you will pick the right path. As of that moment, the choice you make, I'm teaching you in deep things. Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
The choice you make now is not dependent on what God said. It's dependent on the lust or the love of your heart. Whatever your heart is set upon will finally win. I cannot even tell you, you will be. Prayer is not even the answer, except prayer to prepare your heart for that day. That is why saint mentality is not a teaching. It is a preparation. It is not a lecture. Do this. If you go on the field, do like this, do like this, don't do like this. No. It is something that is worked into the mainframe of a man to behave in a certain way. So naturally, you react in a certain way to certain things. It is not because they told you don't do this, but the urgency of your assignment doesn't allow you to live a frivolous life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes it's sent mentality. What happened? He went and ate. After eating, he went with the old prophet, and as he was leaving, a lion appeared and tore him. Was it because his ministry was not authentic? Was it because he was not correct in executing his assignment? Sometimes I will finish ministration. I finished one day in Kaduna, and the man I came to minister for said, stay two more days or a day, let me take you around town. Say after me, take you around town. I didn't hear you. Say after me, take you around town. You are not. Say after me, take you around town. Oh my God. But as soon as I got down from the stage, God told me, first thing in the morning, go home. They say, come, let's take your measurement. Let's take you out to this place. Have you been to here? Have you been to here? You might check him now. As I'm saying this thing, check him now. When last were you at in a cinema with a popcorn and a Cold Stone ice cream? Say after me, glory. The man of God has been laboring. Laboring. We say, let's take you out. And when you finish, they took you to a boutique and you chose some clothes. And when they finished, they took you here and they showed you the babish. They showed you a lot of things. And in the night, when you wanted to sleep, the water spirit caught up with you. Meanwhile, the one that sent you said, when you finish, what? You'll be checking, is it that I will have accident? That is not what is not. You can even go and nothing happen instantly, but you will know the impact of your disobedience sometimes in 3 months or in 1 year. But the one that knows, the omniscient one, is telling you, obey me now. Obey me now. Sentimentality. It is my labor daily that everything about my life is consumed by the assignment that I'm giving. I live my assignment. I sleep my assignment. I eat my assignment. I discuss my assignment. You can't catch me discussing anything that is not the calling that I have. That is how a man is molded by a mentality. You don't come and say, let's discuss business now. And business that doesn't have the capacity to push for the kingdom of God, it will mean that you have different parts of your life. In that aspect, you will lack the capacity to be a sent one. And you are saying you want to raise the banner of God in the business sector. You have failed even before you have started. Because there is a mentality that sponsors that kind of engagement in that mountain. Such a man has to be a man that is consumed with the assignment that he has. When he appears there, anything you are telling him, he's looking for how a soul will be won. He's looking for how somebody will be healed. He's looking for how Satan will lose, even in a boardroom meeting. Why? He is sent. And the mentality has consumed him.